with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Justice Department has unsealed criminal charges in an Iranian plot to kill Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It's being described as an Iranian murder-for-hire plot. A criminal complaint filed in federal court in Manhattan alleges that an unnamed official in Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact this past September to put together a plan to kill Trump. Attorney General Merrick Garland said there are few actors in the world that pose as grave a threat to the national security of the United States, as does Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The issue of illegal immigration is being touted as resonating the most strongly with Americans nationwide in this week's elections. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Mark Mitchell, chief pollster for Rasmussen Reports, says the immigration issue was off the charts with voters.
We asked, would you rather support a 100% deportation candidate or a 100% amnesty candidate? And deportation wins in the battlegrounds by like 53 to 36, and it's an overwhelming majority of Hispanics that support 100% deportation. So this is the kind of thing that Donald Trump's been running on for 8 years, and it sounds like an anathema to people in D.C., but it's what the voters want. They want these people gone.
Mark Mitchell's full interview will be heard on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend and starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time on the Salem News Channel. Police say five people were stabbed and one person was taken into custody in Seattle. The Seattle Police Department said on social media that the stabbings happened Friday afternoon in Seattle's Chinatown International District. Hospital officials say four of the people stabbed are in critical condition. On Wall Street, the Dow by 259 points. This is SRN News. A court battle over transgenderism will continue.
A federal district court has rejected the state of Connecticut's request that it dismiss a lawsuit filed by several female athletes against the State Association of Schools. At issue is boys playing against girls in school sports. The plaintiffs say the presence of males on the field and in their locker rooms and restrooms discriminates against them and puts them at physical risk. A growing number of other states are passing laws to prevent this very problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in some states are rejecting the national trend toward legalizing marijuana. In Florida, an amendment that would have legalized recreational pot was defeated on Tuesday. It would have allowed people 21 years and older to possess about 3 ounces of the drug. Voters in South Dakota also rejected a measure that would have made marijuana available for recreational purposes. The state allowed the use of pot for medical purposes in 2020. SRN News. As the 2024 presidential election unfolded on Tuesday night, there were some mixed results on how many people watched the election night excitement on TV. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
About 42 million people watched on TV election night, says the Nielsen Company, as the returns poured in the Trump-Harris battle. But that's down sharply from the almost 57 million who watched in 2020 when Donald Trump and Joe Biden duked it out. So does this mean that Americans care less and less about the election? Not necessarily. Television viewership in general has slipped over the past decade, with people cutting cable and satellite subscriptions, so it's hard to know how much this downturn reflects people turning elsewhere for news that night, or simply being less interested in following the results. I'm Rita Foley.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.